For many Americans, the war in Vietnam remains a symbol of a deadly, disheartening, nationally divisive ordeal that saw hundreds of thousands of American soldiers, Marines, and sailors sent off to fight on foreign soil. This past week, with rebellion spreading in Iraq and U.S. casualties mounting, some prominent Democratic senators began to compare the year-old war in Iraq with America's more than decade-long involvement in Vietnam. Their comments immediately set off a sharp debate on Capitol Hill reminiscent of the Vietnam era. NPR's David Wellner reports.
The first volley in the war of words over war comparisons was fired by Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy in a speech at the Brookings Institution.
Iraq is George Bush's Vietnam, and this country needs a new president.
It was a stinging indictment of the war in Iraq, and Republican leaders were not about to let it go unchallenged. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas went to the floor of the Senate to castigate Kennedy's comments as disloyal.
I am troubled when I hear leaders say, this is another Vietnam. We have troops on the ground in harm's way. Is it really productive for us to be labeling Iraq after 1 year as another Vietnam?
The debate got hotter when Pennsylvania Republican Senator Rick Santorum told reporters the proper role for senators is to let others handle Iraq policy.
The mistake, I would say to Senator Kennedy, that he made in likening this to Vietnam is the fact that we learned a lesson from Vietnam that we shouldn't let politicians decide how to fight a war. We should let the war fighters fight the war. And Senator Kennedy would like to fight this war just like he tried to do in the 1960s and 70s. That was the mistake.
And there was further escalation in store. At a military intelligence funding hearing, Delaware Democratic Senator Joe Biden described the growing insurrection in Iraq as shocking Americans now, just as the 1968 Tet Offensive had in Vietnam.
The Tet Offensive said, took the mask off, said to the American people, my Lord, we don't have control there. We don't have control. We don't have a plan. I think it's exaggerated, but the marching that's taking place, the uprising that's occurring in the triangle, as well as that portion of the Shia community, is communicating a similar fear to the American people.
Arizona Republican John McCain, a Vietnam veteran who's been a staunch supporter of the war in Iraq, tried to refute Biden in an emotional speech on the Senate floor.
To make these comparisons with the Tet Offensive or the entire Vietnam conflict are not only uninformed, but I think a bit dangerous because, of course, the specifics of our involvement in that conflict fade, as it should, in the memories of the American people.
But those memories have not faded for West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd. In a floor speech, the 86-year-old dean of the Senate pointed to increasing talk of sending more troops to Iraq.
Surely, I am not the only one who hears echoes of Vietnam in this development.
Byrd said sending more troops to Iraq would only, in his words, suck the U.S. deeper into a maelstrom of violence. That scenario was later rejected at a Senate hearing by another Vietnam vet, Secretary of State Colin Powell.
I think it is not a swamp that is going to devour us. It is a problem that is solvable and manageable, and we need to stay the course and not contaminate the good work we're doing by comparisons to Vietnam.
Asked late in the week if he'd compare the situation in Iraq with Vietnam, Democratic presidential contender John Kerry, yet another Vietnam vet, said he would not. But with others making the comparison for him, the Vietnamization of the Iraq debate is well underway. David Wellner, NPR News.